Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, a born seer, was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She channels this ancient knowledge and spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has also used her rare gift of communicating universal knowledge in seminars for students and corporations. And she's available by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's Mountain Standard Time, which would be, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. New York time. And all weekdays, and the number is 1-520-896-9510. And welcome, Ada Marie.
Thank you. I am happy to be here today. We're having sunshine, and it's a beautiful day. So for November, it's fabulous. So I have to tell you, I'm quite happy about that. And everything seems to be good. I did ask Spirit for a wonderful day with no rain. I asked him for that 2 days ago, and we have a wonderful day with no rain. So, you know, I got my wish.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Well, right. We're having our first taste of winter here in New York City.
Mm. So you got snow?
We broke a record last night. It was down in the 20s.
Mm. We were in
so
the 40s.
Wasn't, there you go.
Yeah,
but
if you broke a record for 20, that's something.
Oh, yeah, it was, 24 or something like that, and the coldest so far had been 28, so we
mm-hmm.
really, really broke the record.
Wonderful.
But it was beautiful. For some reason, it was just lovely, and I happen to like cold weather, so I was fine.
I guess you would be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon was out, so that made it prettier yet.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
So,
really.
How are your spirit communications today? Do you have a message for us?
Well, yes. Someone had called in earlier and asked if I could explain to them how to make communication with their spirit guides. And, of course, the spirit guides popped right in because they really want to make they want to make that connection with you. So
mm-hmm.
I have to tell you that if you really are sincere about getting in touch with a spirit and a guy, and you're only going to get in touch with a positive spirit to begin with, and you're only going to get in touch with one that is in your group of spirit partners. So
mm-hmm.
all you have to really do is, and you have to practice this, a lot of people, is sit in a quiet place. Quiet. No radio, no television, nothing running that makes a lot of noise. And very quietly sit there and call on your spirit guide and say, even if you don't know the name, because most of the time you don't know the name, say, this is Ada Marie calling on assistance. 1, 2, 3. Is one of my guides available to assist me? Mm-hmm. And yes, you are available. Thank you. They're here.
they're here with us right
now. Yes, beautiful. They're here with us right now. Actually, I do it so often that whenever I put in a call, boom, somebody appears. Yes, and hold on 1 second. What I am doing right now, as you can see, is I'm on a show talking to people on how to get a communication with their spirit guide. So I am going to repeat whatever you give me to repeat to people. So are you ready to go? Get your pencil and papers ready, because I have actually a spirit teacher here willing to give you some help. and I will repeat whatever I'm given for you so you can write it down. Okay? Does that sound good?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I will. The first thing that you really need to know is your sincerity comes from your heart. And that sincerity from your heart will follow through to the end of your pencil, because you are writing in a mundane way and talking to a spirit on a much higher level. Now, the spirit that is going to communicate with you is a spirit that is in your family of spirits that you are connected with from before your birth. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, sometimes they will give you a name, or sometimes you can ask for a name, and it will be given. Sometimes it isn't given. It depends on a lot of things, but the secret of dealing with your spirit guides is to keep it private. That is your private information and your private work. It is not for other people's ears, and it is not for other people to comment on, because they do not know the circumstances around you or in your life. Therefore, keep your spiritual communications in a notebook and keep them private. Now, do you understand why?
Tell us why.
Okay, because this is your personal attention to life, and they will give you, if you keep it quiet and pay attention, they will guide you through any experience and bring you out on the positive side. If you share it with people, people will add comments to your head and therefore make it almost impossible sometimes for your own spirit guides to do you any help. That should make sense to everybody listening.
So others cannot contaminate it.
Right. It should not be allowed to be contaminated by anyone.
Okay.
That's how a lot of people have got so confused that they made themselves ill, mentally sick, because they're listening to humans instead of paying attention to their own guidance from God, which is their spirit guide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you see, you have to have a sense of value of yourself. And this communication with your spirit guide is truly just for you. Now, I can't say that strong enough, because some people will say something, or, you know, they'll bring it up to somebody else, and that's wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. They should be paying attention and listening to the spirit so that they can understand what is really being taught them or what is really being given them to use.
Mm-hmm.
This particular
spirit communication, you started with a request for spirit to give you information to give other people, so it's okay to share this one, right?
I'm asking for this, to share it, so that people who are new and people who are really truly interested in their spirit communication will be safe in it. They can wrap themselves in white light and the violet light of wisdom. That would be the first protective coat that you could use. And then keep your notebook, wherever you get your guides from your spirits, keep your notebook put away so that it is your private information. Because you'll be receiving, as you get strong enough and wise enough in your work, for answers to things that you really don't want other people to be privy to.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't for everybody to hear your private communication with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an understanding that all spirit guides are positive, if you pick up a negative spirit It's not a guide. It's something that is trying to interfere or change what is right.
It would maybe someone on the lower, on the astral plane or something. Someone,
right.
some spirit that has not evolved.
That's right. They're on the lower astral plane, and they are not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, they're there because they didn't do what they were supposed to do, so they caused problems. They were shifted to the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
A highly motivated spirit guide is positive, is strong, is there for you, and will walk you safely forward.
Mm-hmm. Good. And
if
we all have them, right?
Yes, everybody has it. That's why little kids are so wise. Little children can say out of the mouth of babes. But those little children don't know enough not to say what they receive. And I had a couple of little nieces that were absolutely hilarious. And they would say to their parents, "Don't do that. Don't do that. That's going to hurt so-and-so." And it had the mother so upset she didn't know what. So they came to visit. And I said to the mother, I said, "You know, what they are saying is correct. What you are about to do or what you just did could needle down through the family until somebody's really having their feelings hurt because somebody misinterpreted what you said into something that they thought." And don't we know that happens all the time?
Absolutely. And they don't even know they're twisting it and changing the meaning. It's interesting.
That's right. They do, because they don't pay attention. So it's very interesting that when people are thinking or talking to someone, that they are careful in how they say things. Because if there's a child around, they're going to pick it up, right?
Absolutely, sure.
And they're going to repeat it, and it may not sound the same at all.
Some of the things that they repeat are very embarrassing.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it is. So what I'm saying is that you as an individual and an adult should always be very careful about how you word things so that they are okay to be heard in from another voice. And
now do you build a relationship? Do you talk to the same spirit very frequently?
Well, what happens is after a number of years, you'll have maybe one or two spirits that are always there for you. And if something comes up and you say, "I need a little help here," one of them will appear or one of them will come into your consciousness. And there will be and now you're not going to hear words. Very few people really hear words. What you feel is a feeling. Okay. Now, just like, okay, the sun is shining. The sun is shining through the window, and you can feel the sun through the window, correct?
Right.
I'm using this as an example. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, if a thought is coming through to you, and you are feeling the thought, that's positive. That thought is being sent to you. In other words, it's coming through to you. Write it down, even if you don't understand what it means at that moment. Get your little book and write it down, and later on something will happen or something will inspire you when you hear something to understand what that statement was about and how to act on the statement, how you should interpret it so it's positive for you.
And sometimes just a knowing. You know something and you don't know. You don't know how
you
know
what you know.
Right, and you don't know why you know it. But when you know something, you can't argue with it, can you?
No, you can't argue with it. And I frequently have people that work with me, younger people, and they'll say something. I'll say, well, I know, I just don't know what I know yet, but I do know something.
Right.
I just don't know what it is. Used to drive me nuts until they began to get, they come to work, I know something. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I know it. I said, well, first off, it's going to be good because you know it. And you're going to say, I'm only going to accept things that are good and positive for me and the people around me. Then when you get a knowing and you get a sending, call it what you want, the knowing will come and you will be doing something and you will hear somebody say something or you will pick up something in the house and look at it and go, oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
And you'll, in other words, you will be reminded of what it, the knowing is that you received, even at the time you didn't get the whole thing.
So then sometimes it clicks.
Yes, it clicks. It clicks right in.
And you get one of those aha moments. So that's what that meant.
That's
what a relief, you know. It's such a relief when they...
It is a relief. You go, oh, how could I have forgotten that? And that's exactly what had happened. So even though a lot of us make a lot of notes, I have a notebook and I write down everything that comes that doesn't fit what I'm doing at that minute because I don't know what minute it's supposed to fit into. And then I can go back and turn the page if I have to go, oh, yeah, that was this morning about 9 o'clock. So, again, if you can trust your own judgment that your spirit is speaking positively to you, then you're in a good space. If you are getting a spirit that is speaking negative, get rid of it. Tell it to be gone.
Absolutely. And if you get a weird feeling, you just say, out of here. Out.
Right. Out.
Just totally
you
ouch.
Have no,
out.
You have no place in my life. Remove yourself.
Right.
And they go.
Do that.
Yeah, they do go. Yeah.
I've had funny things like I was in the store and my hand just shot out and picked something up and I'm looking at this thing in my hand wondering why am I holding this, you know? Then, oh well, I stuck it in my basket, and got back home and somebody at home said, oh thanks goodness you got that, I forgot to tell you I needed it.
Right. I've had those moments and I say, don't forget the eggs. Well, nobody had talked about eggs for 3 or 4 days. And I went, okay, I better get a couple dozen eggs. Sure enough, I needed them. You know, it just come to you.
So when you start out just reaching out and saying, I really want to be in touch with my guides.
Right.
I welcome you into my life. Is there anything special when the person has never contacted spirit before?
Right, and stay positive in your. There was 3 girls in the class, and they had never had a spirit communication. They didn't think, but. As they talked, they said, one girl said, well, you know, when I was in junior high, I started walking to school one morning and something told me to go back in the house. And I thought I forgot something. So I turned around and went back in the house. But I didn't forget anything because that same day at school, 2 girls were walking to school and there was a car that came along and the guys jumped out of the car and grabbed the girls and took them. But the neighbor lady happened to be on her porch, and she got the phone number when she saw them grab the girls. Fortunately, God had protected those kids because she called the police and told the police what happened. Well, those guys never got
the license number?
Yeah, the license number. That car never got out of town. And those 2 guys, or 3 guys, it was 3, I guess, that they'd been searching for a long time because they had molested and actually murdered somebody, they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the girls were just walking, and they were a little bit afraid, but they were walking, and they got caught by these guys. But the lady standing on the porch and saw her daughter get stuck in that car, got the license number, and immediately called the police.
Uh-huh.
So the lady on the porch, who was nervous that morning about her daughter going to school, actually
mm-hmm.
was the one who saved all those kids, all three of the girls.
Yeah. But the other girl, the woman that you talked with,
mm-hmm.
thought she'd never received any messages, right?
That's right. She never received anything. But then she said, well, one time this experience happened with her daughters leaving for school. I said, and you think
uh-huh.
she didn't receive a message? You got the license number, you called the police. And
yeah.
they got those guys. So you may think you're not receiving a message, and you may not pay attention to them, but everybody receives messages from time to time. There isn't anybody that don't
uh-huh.
receive a message from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And everybody does, because we're all spiritual people. No matter
so
what you think
you
are, you're
so
born of spirit.
So would you recommend
spirit.
Sitting quietly?
And that's the fact.
Okay. Would you recommend sitting quietly over a period of time? Like,
yes.
like once or twice a week? Or?
Well, I do it every day. I get up in the morning
mm-hmm.
around 4 o'clock. And my time between 4 and 5 is sitting in my chair in the living room being silent, having no thought of anything. And at the end of that time, the alarm goes off at 5, and I wake up and I make some coffee and I have a cup of coffee. Now, sometimes I feel like I haven't received anything. I feel just fine. Everything's good. And then later in the day, I find out that somebody is calling me about this or that, and I can answer them. And then other times, I have the feeling that I need to immediately call somebody, and I immediately do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a number of people over the years that I've been in contact with and have helped and taught them how to do this treatment. And I do this for free. When somebody calls me and says, I'd like to learn to speak to my spirit guide, because every communication a little bit different, I say, okay, now get a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you a simple routine. If you follow it for a while, you'll find that you are communicating with your spirit guide. And you can even have a name for your spirit guide. That name would come to you. So it isn't that anybody, only certain people can do it. That's not true. Every single person on the face of the earth is born of spirit. That's the only way you can be born. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
If you're born a spirit, you're going to be able to communicate, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
And I truly think that when little kids are said, oh, that's ridiculous. What made you think that? And then they get put down because they thought of something that was above their age limit or whatever, and they're not given credit for what they think of.
So what happens is they don't trust themselves anymore.
That's right, they don't. Just recently, a lady called me from back east. Remember there was a bunch of children shot up in the school? Someplace back there. And the woman, one of the women, her little girl said, I'm not going to school today, Mama, because I don't want to get hurt. And so her mother, it was kind of one of those days when her mother said, okay, honey, just go back to bed. Well, that was the day that somebody went into her classroom and shot a half a dozen kids, or a dozen, I don't know how many, but a bunch of kids. Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. That was couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And
my goodness. And so this little girl didn't want to go to school because she didn't want to get hurt?
Yeah, she didn't want to get hurt.
Amazing.
That was a statement she made. And when her mother called me, she said, it never dawned on me that anybody would try to kill little kids in school. Well, it's happened several times since, of course. But this little girl said, I don't want to get hurt, Mama. And her mother was tired because she worked nights. She said, go back to bed.
Okay. She's too tired to argue with her.
I'm too tired
so
to argue.
That is wonderful.
But see, that little girl. Yeah.
Do you feel like answering some questions?
I will, if I can.
Okay, good. Good. Hold on a second. We have someone who's been waiting very patiently. Hello?
This is Pearl. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hello.
Okay, Ada Marie?
Yes.
Okay, Pearl has been waiting to ask you a question.
Okay, Pearl.
I loved your teaching about the spirit guide. I started doing Reiki a couple. This is not my question, but I started doing Reiki a couple of years ago. And the other day when I was running Reiki on a person, all of a sudden I saw a man before me who was in like a brown monk, you know, hooded monk
uniform.
Yeah. It was brown, it was burlap, and it had a hood, and it was. And then he took off the hood, he pushed it back, and he had white hair, a white beard, and he put his hands on my shoulders, and he kissed me cheek to cheek. And I thought, oh, this is so interesting. And then he turned around, and he had a guiding light, you know, like a lantern that he's holding with a candle inside. So I thought, okay, this is a guide of mine. So that was kind of fun for me, and I just think that he's here, like you were saying, I'll try your exercise later where you take a pencil or a pen and you ask him to come in, and I'll see what he has to tell me.
Good.
That's kind of a fun thing for me.
Well, it isn't only a fun thing for you. It means your vibration is high enough and clear enough that he could make communication. You see, if people are negative and they're angry, or they're sad, or they're nervous, or they're sick, it's very hard for a spirit guide to make a communication because they can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You were calm, you were peaceful, you were quiet, and your spirit guide came in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it takes. It takes a person, anybody. I've had people who are business people who just get wound up in their work to the point where they can't figure out what to do, and they'll call up and say, okay, what's the matter with me? And I'll say, stop thinking, and I will talk to you. And they will say, okay, Ada. But
well,
that's
kind of why I called you.
Yeah.
You must be intuitive because it's a business situation that I can help other people and run Reiki on them and help clear them, but I can't do it for myself. I haven't learned how to do that yet.
Okay. Don't try. Go to another person you trust who does your kind of work and let them clear it for you. Because they are not involved and they can clear it easily. Hundreds of people call me, and they're big business people. They're actors, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're all kinds of people, and they have a question, and they'll say, the guy will say, this is Tom. Okay, Tom, let me have it. And he'll ask a question. That's all he does. He'll ask a question. Whatever his question is, he waits for me to receive for him an answer. He doesn't give me any details. He just waits for an answer. It might take 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes longer. But when he gets the answer, that's all he needs is those three words, maybe three, I say, or maybe four. I don't explain. I don't have to tell him how to do anything. I just have to give him the answer. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then he takes that answer and he works with it. And it comes out right.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a business person who has taught me a lot in the industry, a new industry that I was thinking about going into. And this business person has, let's put it this way, this business person doesn't feel friendly. I can feel her nipping at my back.
Right.
And I really enjoyed her company. I tried to be a good friend to her. And I don't know how to, she's in circles that I travel in, but I don't know how to deal with her or to turn it around. I've tried and tried. But
okay.
I really like her, but she's not, but she doesn't speak positively. She tries to dissuade people from me, but she still travels in circles. I don't know what to do about this person. I'd like to turn it around and just make it all right again, but I don't know what to do.
Listen, what you have learned from her, you have put to better use than she has put it to.
Mm-hmm.
She has taught you things that she should have done herself and didn't do them.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Look closely at the relationship. You'll see that you're going forward and she's still where she was when you met her. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see
yes.
it? Okay. That's why you're having a problem. You actually have to release the relationship.
Well, I actually did. I quit talking to her about 4 months ago. But since she
okay.
travels in some of the same circles and we do some of the same projects together, even though it's at an extension, what I'm finding out is that she's feeding, I don't talk about other people, but she's feeding
right.
other people information about me. And I don't know whether I should kind of, how much I should divulge about what she's actually doing or what I, or if I should just step back and take the higher road. I don't know where to go.
You need to change your pattern and go with a different group of people.
I'm trying.
Okay. That's a good thing. I just heard somebody come in. Have a chair. Have a cup of coffee. So you have that's all you can do with that relationship because it's over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
That's what you have to do. Pleasantly but purposely let go. Because there's a jealousy there. And that's not a good thing. You see?
Yes. One of the things I'm getting is that you never talk to her about things that you're doing.
Yeah. Keep your information.
That there, as Shakespeare said, therein lies the rub. When she finds out that you're doing things that she can't do, it upsets her.
No, that's right, but you worded it wrong. She's doing things that the other girl won't do.
Okay.
She could do them, but she won't. So that's where the problem falls.
She's tried to talk to me twice when she sent me a text message, and I just said, oh, my gosh, and I texted her back, I'm so busy right now. And because what I've learned is she tries to contact me because I'm some kind of a barometer for her.
Yeah, that's
and so
right.
I,
and you need to separate the relationship.
That's why I just gently push back very casually because
right.
I figured out whatever I'm doing and pretty soon she's on the same highway and I don't want to be on that. I'm actually just trying to find my light and spirit and my path and then make some money to support my family. And I'm not trying to be on her highway or anybody else. I'm really trying to be in divine light and provide a service for the people, you know, that in my city. You know,
right,
and do
good.
Business that way.
Good.
That's my whole goal.
What you do is you just bless her and release her.
I keep blessing her. I think she's pretty psychic too, so she kind of picks up a vibe.
She definitely has sight. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it isn't positive, it isn't going to last a long time.
Mm.
You know. If God gives you something, he don't give it to you to tear people apart. He gives
right.
it to you to assist mankind.
Right.
So what you need to do is Yeah, release the relationship.
Yes, and I just want to make an announcement that if anyone else on the line wants to ask questions, just let them hit the one, and we'll connect that way.
Okay,
here we go. Thank you so much, Pearl, and I think we need to move on. Thank you. And just stay
in. Thank you. Thank you for your guidance.
Absolutely, and keep on target. Okay? Bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hey, how you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York, and I've just tuned in a few minutes ago, so I'm going to go back and listen to the broadcast. But Ada Marie, did I hear you say that I could actually call you and you would help me give me some tips on how to communicate with spirit?
Yes, absolutely. Would you like to give your telephone number, Ada Marie? Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Oh, okay. Well, yes, then I will definitely do that.
Hello?
I think I saw it when I listened. Yes,
520.
Right,
okay.
Uh-huh.
896. 9510. I'm in Arizona.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I will definitely reach out. I'm curious to try to tap into spirit.
Okay. You can call me between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. If I don't answer the phone and you leave a number and tell me your name, I will call you back the next day or as soon as I can get a chance. Because my phone rings pretty steady.
I would imagine so.
That's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. our time.
Yeah, Arizona time. Yeah.
That sounds great. Thank you very much. I will definitely reach out. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Terrific.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, who are we speaking with?
Lucretia.
Lucretia,
okay. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Yes.
And what is your question, honey?
Was wondering if you could help me kind of figure out where this bone-crushing kind of depression is coming from, if it's a spiritual attack or just the stage I'm at in my life.
Is this a person? Are you asking me about a person?
Me.
No, she's
myself.
Asking you about her depression. She's feeling terrible depression, wants to know where it's
coming from. Okay. Well, there's a number of ways, but just recently, again, when John Wayne was really, really very depressed, he was in the hospital and they couldn't do anything for him, so they brought in a bunch of comedies. Who were those comedies?
Comedians.
And they played a whole bunch of the comedians for him, and he got to laughing. So he got well, and he's got fine, and he got off. Somebody made, and I don't have a copy of it. I'm trying to find one. There's a copy of Laughter is the Best Medicine. And if you're depressed and you can get a copy of that from some record store or wherever you get them from, get that thing and play it, because three people that I've talked to in the past 5 months have gotten that record, and my gosh, their life just turned around within 3 weeks. So I'm going to try to find one for myself, but I haven't got that done yet.
You can find it on the internet. Do you have any feeling about where this is it a depression that someone is attacking her, or is it a depression that is coming from a past life or something that happened to her a long time ago? Or
no, basically her depression is coming from her health. She's not feeling good, right?
Aha.
Are you there?
Lucretia?
Yes, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Are you feeling good?
No, I'm not.
then get to a doctor and find out what is wrong. It appears that you have very low levels of, your low levels of energy are a lack of protein in your body. So get to a doctor and have him take a test and find out, and then you'll come back again.
So quick question on the protein. I did go vegan earlier this year.
Okay, there's your problem.
I just don't want to eat animals that are being slaughtered.
You don't
so
have
horribly.
To do that. You can get it all out of vegetables and fruit. But you've got to go to a doctor and get a program that you can live with.
Yeah, avocado is wonderful for mushrooms. Mushrooms are tremendous for protein. They have as much protein in them as steak.
Right. So there's a lot of things. Just get into the health food industry and dig them up, okay?
Okay.
Because they're there to be found. In fact, somebody was just calling me the other day and telling me, how come I'm not eating an avocado every day? I said, because I'm eating a banana every day. So that's where
funny.
That's at.
Okay.
So
depression can come from the diet.
From the lack of a balanced diet, having enough of the everything in your system.
Well, I eat vegetables all day long. I don't know why.
Well, vegetables. Vegetables.
A lot of vegetables do not have
protein. You have to find the ones that actually have them. Have protein.
Well,
peas
you can have eggs.
Good.
They have protein. You can have cheese. It has protein.
Yeah.
Well, if she's when you need some of that in your diet. Sometimes you go overboard on these things, and you do too much
sick.
Of a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
And you get sick from it.
Yeah, and sometimes some of these people who are on these radical diets can become so neurotic about it, you know, that they undo the good that they're doing with their diet.
Right.
So I think you need to relax a little bit more too. About following your instincts and knowing that your body knows what it needs.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just common sense. A little common sense won't hurt you a bit.
You know, sometimes spirit can be very, very, very down to earth, you know.
It is. That's what came through, and I thought, well, he knows what that means. He won't have a problem. He can straighten it out.
Yeah, she does.
So that's a good thing for you. Okay?
Okay. I'll add avocados and cheese and
And bananas and grapes and whatever else.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I have no problem with it. I love actual fruits and vegetables.
Don't forget the mushrooms, because they are a hidden source of tremendous, and nuts.
Yeah,
some
and
nuts
actually,
have more protein than others.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good thing.
I can do it.
Okay, that's good.
So there's no need to be depressed. Because you've got spirit guides that are waiting to hear from you, and the universe is really on your side.
Right.
Right.
Well,
that was a half-hearted right.
I'm
well,
serious.
That's because he's not feeling good now.
Okay.
If you change your diet, you'll feel better by next week.
Okay. I mean, I am. I'm actually thinking about something with avocados for supper. So
that would be great. wonderful.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies.
Well, you're welcome.
Every little
thank
bit
you.
Helps, right?
Right.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And put on some music.
Yeah, music is a very, very good healer.
You haven't listened to music for a while, have you?
Right, and I was trying to earlier, and it just wasn't quite what I was looking for, so I turned it off, but I'll go back and search.
Yeah.
Good.
Sometimes
good.
It's hard to find what you want, too.
Yeah, there's so many choices, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. you know, you can go on to YouTube, and you would be amazed how many thousands and thousands of songs they have on there.
I
mean,
know.
It's wonderful.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's your prescription.
Avocados. I'll do they, it.
They'll work. They do work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anything else that we have that Spirit is reaching out to us?
Well, earlier today, I saw a set of circumstances where I actually watched at the airport Spirit take over and untangle a car in a situation. Literally, all three cars drove away unharmed. It was amazing. And I knew as I sat there looking at it that it had nothing to do with anything except Spirit. Spirit moved twice, two cars, a little bit, and everybody came out of that pile of cars and went forward. So I know that was orchestrated by Spirit because there wasn't one man in one car that could have moved any way if he hadn't have been guided to do it.
Uh-huh.
They were very close together. And they came undone. And little by little they came undone, and then all of a sudden it was cleared off. So to me that was real interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, those men must have been rather clear and able to follow the Spirit guidance.
Spirit guidance, they had to be, because it was really touch and go, and there was just like a move a quarter of an inch or an inch and a half, and then wait, and then the other one. I mean, it just really was awesome to see. It took about 3 to 5 minutes, and they were all apart and driving straight.
Fabulous.
So that was for me, that was something to see.
And no road rage. That was wonderful.
Yeah, there wasn't any. No, they were all calm. Everybody was calm. We just had to sit out there in the middle of the road and wait until they got untangled.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good thing.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
And the average person wouldn't even consider that Spirit had anything to do with that, would
no,
they?
No, they wouldn't. Because they wouldn't know. They don't know that Spirit can do things like that. But when I
mm-hmm.
saw what was happening, I just went zap, zap, zap. Take it away, boys. And they did. We sat in the middle
That's
of the
amazing.
Road.
And
they
yeah.
all got untangled. Uh-huh. So that was good.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So very often we can actually channel Spirit
mm-hmm.
Energy to help other people, can't we?
Yes, we can. Anytime we see something that is turning wrong, turn it right. Turn your hand over and let your palm go up and let them turn it right. That's one of the secret things that most people don't know. They can do a lot of things if their mind is clear and they are happy and positive, and they see something happening, and they can take their hand, right or left, depending on which is open, and turn the palm up and then snap their fingers and the whole thing will clear up. That's an old trick my grandma taught me when I was about 10 years old.
Really?
You look at it.
That's amazing.
It looks like a mess, you know, like everything's tangled up. But you look right at it, turn your palm up, right or left, and just turn your palm up and snap your fingers, and it'll just like the spaghetti stretcher will go straight.
Fascinating.
Just straighten it right out.
What a wonderful tip. Oh.
Well, we had to do that at the airport today because the airport was a mess. We had to take somebody to the airport. And we couldn't pull in. We couldn't back up. We couldn't turn around. I just sat there. I'm in the back seat so nobody can see me. I just sat there and I went, shoo, and all of a sudden one guy, and it was him that did it in the first place, pulled out very slowly and took off, and then everybody else unwound.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Very good.
I used to teach those classes when I taught classes. I haven't taught any classes here in Arizona, but I taught a lot of classes in California. And I taught many, many things, and people are, even to this day, they call me up and say, you know, I'm surprised that other people don't know how to do these things, because nobody taught them.
That's the truth, or else nobody reassured them that they were that it was really happening and that they were right.
Mm-hmm.
Because very often, as it's come up already earlier in the show, that many times things will happen and we don't even count them as miracles,
no.
And we don't even give a thought that there was spiritual energy in the event, you know?
Right, and there always is spiritual energy in the event. So if you keep your mind clear and you keep yourself healthy, you know, then you're in a good place. And I just happen to have a half a day of feeling like a human again, so I use my energy.
Which reminds me that I'm going to put in a little commercial here.
Okay.
About your healing retreat, and it's near Tucson, Arizona, and Ada Marie offers intensive 101 health spas in which miracles of spirit, of physical and emotional regeneration happen. And the guests report that they reconnected with their personal power and left with renewed confidence and strength.
Right.
So would you like to give your website so that they can go and see about the retreat?
Yeah, I can. It's amarie@thegoldenoracle.com. And
well,
they can go in there.
Isn't that your email?
Oh, that is. But the website is the Golden Oracle. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff. But the website is the Golden Oracle.
Well, you know what I found is that when you are totally in channeling spirit, it's almost like you can't even think straight on earth terms. That's happened to me a lot.
Right, that is true. You have to stop and think to get your brain back in the mundane world. And it is a mundane world. And you have to,
yeah.
I have a little thing mark on my tablet because I know when I want to come out of channel, I have to look at that thing and figure out exactly what it is, and then I come out of channel. So that's how I get myself out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Works really
so,
easy.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
We all have different ways of approaching and dealing with spirit, and spirit doesn't have any time, so they can go on for days.
Right. And the wonderful thing is that they're very positive, and if you put in something that isn't quite clear enough, they make you change it till you clear it up. So that's what happens. You know, if you're giving something and you're not giving it clear enough, they will stop you, and you have to do it again.
Right.
So it's like telling somebody, okay, you want to go to sleep, and you want to sleep good at night, you can drink a glass of water before you go to bed, and while you're drinking the water, know that it is going to rejuvenate your mental, emotional, and physical system. And then you will sleep very well because it's gone through your brain and down to your toes. And you will sleep. You may have to get up and go to the bathroom, but other than that, your sleep will be peaceful. Simple. How simple is that?
And
you got to drink a glass of water to do it.
And I just read something on the internet the other day that drinking a glass of water before you go to sleep will prevent a heart attack.
That's right. It does do that. And everybody, I grew up with everybody that knew that. So I was shocked to find out that people didn't know that.
No, they don't know. Listen, they didn't have a grandmother and a great-grandmother who were conscious mediums, you know. I mean, after all, you just have to realize that everybody doesn't have your background.
Well, that's true. And they probably wouldn't like it because it wasn't easy. It was on the farm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you carried the water in.
You were prepared.
Yeah. You carried the water in, and you run it outside. You packed in the wood, and you took out the ashes. I mean, this was the kind of upbringing I had, and I knew how to work.
Yeah.
I still know how to work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We're about done.
Then other people have other training, and
right.
And it's wonderful when we can work together because we can put our bits and pieces of knowledge because nobody has it all.
Nobody does, no. And we're running out of time, so let's give them the phone number again. And I got another call coming in, and my number is Ada Marie, 520-896-9510. And you can call between, I'm going to say 7 in the morning and 7 at night. She made me change my hours because I was getting too many calls and not enough sleep.
Uh-huh.
So it's 7
okay.
to 7.
So
okay.
Unfortunately, we got somebody that just tuned in at the very end of the show. Next week, please call an hour earlier, okay? Because we have been involved for a whole hour. Do you have for 1 second, if they have a question, they need to hit one. If we have time for one more question,
I'm looking for
the question mark. This person from 520 area code, if you hit a 1, you can ask a question. Otherwise,
we're going to get the
last couple minutes of the show.
Yeah.
But we had a wonderful show, and I'm so grateful that so many people called in and with such wonderful questions.
And I hope it's been helpful.
Well, Spirit was very, very generous and very kind to us this session.
Yes,
so,
they have been.
So I need to thank your spirits. It doesn't look as if they dialed the 1. So
they were
sending blessings, and that's it.
And we're sending love and light and perfect health to everyone.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they did. They did for 1 second. Let me just see. Let me just look. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Hello.
Next week, call in an hour earlier, okay?
thank you. I will.
But
we
squeezed you in. What happened?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I just got off work. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm having an evaluation on my job performance, Adam Marie.
Yes.
Is it going to be positive?
Very positive. Very positive.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I'm getting so stressed out because
my
boss has just been, she's just, oh my God.
This is very positive.
I'm so glad because I'm working on a project and I'm new at it. And she has really frustrated me left and right, and she talks down to me, you know, like I should know this and know that. And she knows I haven't done it before, and I just and she's evaluating me on Tuesday of next week. And I thought I'm getting prepared to nicely make a list and just be nice about it and say, well, these are the areas that I could use your support in, you know, especially. But
I got something. You need to thank her for an opportunity to do to learn and do things that you never have done before.
That
okay.
would be very All helpful. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank
so,
you.
So you see, putting it that way.
That's a compliment.
And start out with the compliment and say if there's any chance that you have, I know how busy you are, but if you have any chance, I made a list of things that I do need help with because I've never done them before, and I just value your experience and et cetera, you know.
I've told her all that stuff. I've told her how proud I am to be working at that company and how I'm so happy to have her and how professional. I mean, there was this recent project that was very intense, and she's traveling and she's distracted and she's talking to her friend, family.
Well, just remember, she's under stress. She is under stress right now.
Yeah.
She's talking down to me. So, Adam Marie, you say it's going to be positive. I'll take that. I'll take it and run.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank
and
you.
And I have to hang up. I got another show to do in 2 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we are all we have left to say is love and light. Thank you for calling. Bye.